Wednesday is National Stress Awareness Day. Now, we're all aware of the word stress, but we maybe don't talk about it enough. In fact, it's so prevalent that actually it accounted for 37% of all work-related ill health cases in 2015-16. That's a huge number. So it's something we need to talk about, and I'm delighted to say that joining me in the studio this evening is Ruth Egan, Director of Soothe Essentials. And you know a thing or two about stress, don't you, Ruth?
Yes, just a few things, having been involved in the health and wellbeing industry for about 20 years. Unfortunately, stress is very, very prevalent out there in the workplace and in the world, really, today. And of course, we're all different. Maybe what stresses me out wouldn't stress you out, etc. And we all have our different coping mechanisms as well.
Yeah, absolutely. People do need to use different things to de-stress, don't they? You hear of people who like to go and work it out in a gym, or I've heard of people screaming into pillows and things, all sorts of strange things to de-stress.
Going into the woods and shouting and screaming that.
Yeah. Just be careful who's around when you do that one. Can you tell us what stress is? Because it's a word that we always talk about. It's a word that people will recognise. But I imagine if I went to most people and I said, what is stress? Can you define that for me? They would struggle.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pressure or load put on, well, in our case, on the body. Stress on anything is a pressure or a load. Often mental strain resulting in adverse reactions.
And I guess can be caused by looming deadlines or people expecting more of you than you feel like you can provide, or all those sorts of things.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we all need a certain amount of stress. So you've got your good stress and the bad stress. A certain amount of good stress or positive stress is important. It heightens our senses. It keeps us aware for fight and flight, really, so that we're always prepared. But all stress should be temporary. It's when stress is prolonged. So bad stress, repeated trauma, where the body's in a heightened state for too long.
A lot of people associate stress with work. It's not the only place that it can come from, but there must be things we can do to kind of help each other not get so stressed.
Yes, I mean, it's recognition of stress and the causes of stressors is a big thing. If we can just stop, just to take stock of things, really, and see what actually is or possibly potentially is causing stress and stressful feelings, reactions, etc.
That's a big problem for people in the workplace, isn't it? Just not finding the time to stop. You're so in whatever it is you're doing, problems. And even in little tiny ways, like not taking a lunch break, for example.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people now, they think they're going to be more productive by staying at the desk, eating at the desk and working through. But that's actually not at all. If employers could encourage their teams to take a proper break, go out, get some fresh air, and having a proper screen break, have a stretch, release tension in the neck and shoulders, and not be afraid to do that. Because actually, that's clearing for the head. They are going to be more productive. They can come back to something with fresh eyes. And of course, there are other incentives that we can bring into the workplace as well. Wellbeing days or a regular session of something like on-site massage. Mm-hmm. People are doing a lot of repetitive work for hours and hours on end. So by having a break of 15 or 20 minutes to come away from their desk and have some intervention such as acupressure massage, which works on mostly the upper body, because in the workplace you're not going to be getting clothes off. This particular form of massage, seated acupressure massage in the workplace, has been specially designed so that the treatment can be given there and then. The benefits are immediate. The practitioner will work through the clothing on points on the shoulders, back, neck and head, where the majority of tension and stress is manifested. And the sessions, like I say, are a short space of time, so they're not taking much out of the working day. Minimal disruption to the working day, as well as increasing morale. People all like to receive a massage and have that time away from the desk.
And a lot of people do carry stress. You hear of, you carry your stress there. It's shoulders and upper back and neck, don't they? So it's a good place to work on.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, the circulation's increased by this short intervention. So other sorts of problems in the shoulders and the back and the neck can be helped by a regular session.
Now, National Stress Awareness Day is on Wednesday, and there is an international body that is all about promoting the awareness of stress, isn't it?
Yes, that's an organisation. It's a charity, ISMA, the International Stress Management Association, and they're all about promoting awareness of stress.
And we'll put some of the information from ISMA onto our website as well. So if you go to strayfm.com/business, you'll find that if you're interested in little hints and tips you can use, but also perhaps some kind of recognised research to back it up as well. So we've covered work, Ruth. We've covered things in the office. We've talked about what managers and people, and we've talked a little bit about individuals. But there's probably things you can do away from the office to improve how you feel when you get to the office, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. One thing is to get a good night's rest, a good night's sleep, because the body regenerates, relaxes, the cells are regenerated when you're at rest. Mm-hmm. So a good night's sleep is really, really important. And of course, as we all know, eating correctly, having a good, healthy, balanced diet, drinking enough water, and then exercise that releases endorphins. Also, it helps the mechanics of the body.
And we're not talking necessarily about you becoming a marathon runner overnight.
No.
Going for a walk is a great exercise,
walking,
isn't it?
Walking is actually the best exercise. Mm. Or for those who can't walk, there's stationary exercises that you can do. So we can all do some form of exercise. Complementary therapies, taking time out for yourself, mindfulness groups, relaxation. So any sort of support groups are really helpful.
If you feel like there's a stress problem in your workplace, perhaps you're an owner, manager, or actually, you know, if you want to be signposted somewhere, Ruth is a good place to start. So Soothe Essentials is your company, Ruth, isn't it?
That's right.
How do people find out more about you?
They can call. There is a website. It's www.soothessential.co.uk.